And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the culture of death continues as two prominent euthanasia advocates have now chosen the very death they promoted for others. A doctor in Switzerland's last resort euthanasia group died by assisted suicide after being traumatized by his arrest over the Sarko suicide pod case. Meanwhile, in Canada, Prince Carter, whose mother's Supreme Court case brought euthanasia to the country, is planning his own assisted death due to pancreatic cancer. The CBC couldn't contain their excitement, celebrating this as a neat bit of symmetry where the son follows his mother's deadly legacy. Speaking of institutions abandoning their calling, the Episcopal Church has formally blessed sexual perversion with what they are calling a Pride Eucharist. The denomination paraded the cross of Christ at the head of a procession celebrating behaviors that Scripture clearly condemns, proclaiming that, quote, everyone belongs, except those who still believe what Jesus actually taught. Shifting gears, President Trump signed a travel ban targeting countries that refuse to properly vet their citizens, restricting travel from 12 nations, including Afghanistan, Iran, Libya, and Somalia. Meanwhile, Arizona's Democratic governor vetoed legislation preventing China from buying land near military installations, because apparently letting our chief adversary purchase property around Air Force bases makes complete and perfect total sense. The education indoctrination machine suffered two notable setbacks this week. Christian McGee, suspended for saying the term illegal alien in his North Carolina high school, won a $20,000 settlement after the school branded him racially biased for using a term found in federal law dictionaries. Yeah. Florida high schoolers got a taste of that same indoctrination when Miami-Dade College forced them to complete a questionnaire asking disturbing questions like, what caused your heterosexuality and have you considered changing? The assignment, part of a college prep course, asks students to blame straight people for overpopulation and question why they insist on showing off their heterosexuality. Finally, a North Carolina mother provided her own case study in Nature versus Nurture when she assaulted school officials during a meeting about her daughter's fighting problem. Mariah Hector threw the principal against a wall and choked the assistant superintendent, explaining she was angry about how they handled her daughter's bullying. Hector's violent response to discussing her daughter's violence answered a lot of questions about apples not falling too far from trees. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.